Ford DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
DOS. In with an announcement, Gary.
Hey, good evening, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Hey, you want to go with your announcement now?
Thank you, Gary. The Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society will be conducting technician license classes starting March the 1st. That's a Wednesday. Generally from 7 to 9 p.m. There is a Facebook post that says 6:30. At least the first night we're going to start at 7 and see what the people in the class think about it. But 7 o'clock on March the 1st. The class is free. You'll have to either buy or borrow a manual, and be sure that you get the ARL Study Manual 5th edition. If you get an older one, the questions and answers are not going to match up exactly right. And each person's going to need one. To register for that class, send an email to ki4vlw@arl.net, and that's Randy. And he will forward that on to the person heading up the class, and you'll get an email with the Zoom link. Again, I think I forgot to mention, this class is going to be done on Zoom. This will be, I think, the third year we've done it, and we've added a few little things. I think we're looking at about 8 to 10 weeks to get everything in. So, anyway, that's it. Turn it back to Net, KC4EZN.
Does anyone need any feels on Harry's announcement about the tech class starting March the 1st? I hope everybody got it, and I hope y'all have a good turnout on the Zoom meeting for that tech class. That's always a good thing to do. You want to put a number on that so we can count it as a piece of traffic tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Call it number one, and anybody that, even though you're already licensed and feel like you could stand some refresher or hear it differently, go ahead and send Randy the email. We'll be happy to have anybody. Thank you, Gary. Turn it back to Net. KC4EZN.
Folks, again, if you want to get involved in this tech class or you know someone that wants to, just to Randy, KI4VLW@arl.net. Thanks for bringing that to us again there, Harry. Hope y'all have a good turnout. Any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS. Third, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagChew. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over to the echo link. Let's see here. First, we have K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and for IEI, Miss Isla of Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And W2AMD, Mr. Andy, he's in Simpsonville. And then we have KI4LZI, another Andy, he's up on Table Rock. and N4ASW. That's Mr. Tony. He's in Asheville. And KG4LSL. That's Mr. Jimmy. He's in Anderson. And KW4TS. That's Mr. Jimmy. And KJ4UHF. That's Mr. Jack over in Greenville. And K1CJW. That's Mr. Roland over in Pickens. And N4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And WG4MC. Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. And then we have KQ4FRY. Miss Rhonda up in Lyman. And KA4ACL. That's Miss Ashley. She's in Simpsonville. And KM4JWP, Mr. Brian, he's in Simpsonville. And K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. And then we have KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard, and his sweet bride, KA4JCA, Miss Sally, they're both in Simpsonville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat in Malden. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, that's Scott's sweet little bride, that's KX4YM, they're over in Greenville. And N4JBM, Mr. Jerry, he's in Campobello. And AE4BM, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Conestee. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, and he's in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check and function of the repeater tonight. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we'll go over to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Southwest Florida. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to K4QDU, Mr. Randy. He's in Olive Branch, Mississippi. He sent me a text message via EchoLink. And then we had AA4GH, Mr. Gus in Southwest Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gus. Hope you're doing well. I got one more EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Thomas, if you do not have audio capabilities on your EchoLink, send me a text message. I'd love to get you in the log tonight. But shoot me a text message down there at, via EchoLink so I can get you in the log. Alrighty, all that being said, let's see, we'll go up to the first alphabetical group on Wednesday night, which is Mike through Papa, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS, Gary, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, and also Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. We're all in Piedmont, and we're all negative and negative 73 all y'all.
4DOS, and Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray Yankee, David, and my wife, Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray. We're in southern Greenville County. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. That's Anna and Chad in Campobello. We'll be short time tonight, Gary. In and out. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. She brings along her dad, KK4DMW, Mr. Rick, and her mom, KK4ONO, Miss Lorena. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Michelle. Tell Rick and Lorena we said hello. Michelle, you threw me for a loop. I hadn't talked to you much, and I didn't catch your voice. I had to wait till you started to give you a call. But tell Rick and Lorena we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well down there in Piedmont. Next, we have KF4NXY, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down there in southern Greenville County around Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, he's over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. And KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. It's over in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Anna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's try that echo links. Well, he dropped off. I don't guess Thomas wanted to check in with us tonight. So additional stations, Mike Drew Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Thanks for calling the net. This is N0TR. Excuse me. My name is Tom, November 0, Tango Romeo. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, Gary.
KI4DOS. Please check in. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard Greenville, no traffic, no roundtable. Much obliged.
KI4DOS. Please check in N4RLX, pilot, cross anchor, negative and negative.
8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4QL, his brother by a different mother over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. And N4RLX, Mr. Pilot, down there in Cross Anchor. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pilot. Haven't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed. He's up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Going up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Steve, I don't have anybody in the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Round to the front of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For DOS. Okay, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative. Be listening to what?
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4. Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLA. uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Hey, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KN4CHY, Minister Keith. He's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Glad to hear you tonight. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniels, and I'm in Taylor's tonight.
Yes. In and out. November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo. Herb, Pierce Shelby, 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. You made number 50 on the log. You won the door prize there, young man. Appreciate you being here. And N4BXB, that's Mr. Herb. He's all the way up there in Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. Hope you're doing well there, young man. And let's see here. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. The net, would you please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That is Patrick up here in Penrose. And Gary, tell Miss Joy, Elise and I said hello, and I will be in and out. Thanks for calling it.
For DOS, check in 4EJY, KI4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll relay your message to Joy. Hope y'all are doing well. And KI4EJY, Mr. Elisha over in Lyman. I believe that's a new call, Elisha. Congratulations on it. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Got another Echo Lake station up. Echo Lake station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no round table. Do tell Mr. Stewart hello.
Say good evening. KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and Joy said to tell you hello right back. Hope y'all are doing well. All righty, let's move up to the patient group on a Wednesday night from India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. I'm proud to be here, and I'm proud that you called the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Just want to add that it was marvelous to hear Michelle on the radio tonight. KK4JBQ, clear.
AOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. I'll stick around for the swap net. Thanks for holding the net.
4DOF. Gary, please check in Joe. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. In and out this evening, but I think I'll stick around for the swap net as well. Over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there a little further north, up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Sounding good up there again tonight there, Duncan. Hope everything's going well with you. Appreciate you being with us. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I did not recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's sitting in the other room. She was reading a book when I came in to hear to call the net. All right, we've been through the alphabet. We'll go to the big group now. Alpha through Zulu. A through D, U. I don't know what I'm talking about. A through Z. A through Z. Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS.
Whiskey, 4Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative, negative, but I got an item for the swap net.
DOS. This again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
Wait just a moment. Let me recognize these two. Be right back to you. Now, would like to say good evening to W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. Be back to you to get your item for the swap net in just a minute. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Comment, go ahead.
Yes, KG4PFI. Gary, I just thought I'd let you know I've got a little toy down here that runs on batteries. It teaches you your ABCs. That's my comment.
Now tell me that I can come down there and borrow that and I'll learn my ABCs again?
I doubt it. You ain't even got them down as old as you are now. It'll never work.
Understand what you're saying, Don. You know how us old people are. We have senior moments. Sometimes I get my tongue tangled up around my eye teeth. Can't see what I'm saying.
I just got through laughing. Go ahead with your net. It really got me tickled when you did that. KG4PFI clear.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for letting me have a giggle tonight. Having letting you have a giggle. It's all good there, buddy. Thanks for being here. Tell Linda we said hello. All righty, let's see. Let's go all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4
KI-4DOS. KI-4DOS, please check in. Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta. That's AA1RD, Bob in Piedmont tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. And we'll be negative and negative tonight.
KI-4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AA1RD, Mr. Bob, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Anita we said hello. I hope y'all are doing well. All righty, let's see. We'll try it one more time all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI-4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Have one got an item for the swap net. We'll grab him first, then we'll see if there's any others. W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, what have you got for the swap net tonight there, Rod?
Gary, this is W4WOZ. I was going through some stuff here around the old ham shack, and I found some things here that might be useful to someone else instead of me. Anyone who has a Kenwood TS-530, 520, 820, I have the complete set of the five, all the resistors to replace it, and I have all the high voltage capacitors for a 520, a 530, or an 820 Kenwood. These are brand new. They're still in the bag. I actually bought them from K4EEA. To install them in a radio I had, but I sold the radio and I still got them, and they're brand new. I want $60 for the whole deal. $60. Over.
Rod, that's a deal right there. You have a complete set of repair parts, resistors, capacitors, and that sort of stuff for a Kenwood TS-520, a 530, or an 820. They're all brand new, they're still in the packaging, and you would like $60 for the lot, correct?
Hey, Gary, I think you got my information, but you can contact me at W4WOZ at live.com, or you can text me at 864-608-6000.
I got your contact information as W4WOZ at live.com, or they can send you a text message at 864-608-6000, correct?
Gary, thank you very much, and thanks for calling the net, W4WOZ.
Feels on this repair kit that for the Kenwood TS-520, 530, or 820 that Rod just listed. Right now, Rod, but Rod, I know where a couple of 520s are. I may see how much they want for the 520s, and I might get that from you. put me a 520 back up on the bench here. Who knows? But we'll see what happens on that. I'll run this for a few weeks as usual. If you sell this item, please let me know, and I'll take it back off the book and keep my book straight on this end. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI-4DOS. Before we go into the reading of the SwapNet book, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet? Call KI-4DOS. KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is looking for an HF starter rig. He doesn't have his general license yet, but he wants to go ahead and he's studying for his general now, and he was looking for a little starter HF rig.
Something not too expensive. Does anyone need any fields? Tied him up is for sale or trade. Forgot about that. He's got an Astron RS-35. Linear power supply. He would like $200 for it, or he would trade it for something of, you know, pretty close to equal value. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft R9 vertical. That's a 9-band vertical. It's up right now and working, and he would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-450. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft 240. That's a two-element 40-meter monoband beam. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a four-element step IR beam antenna. It works 20 through 6 meters. It has new motors and gears, new brackets, has the SD100 controller and 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit Z1000 HF amplifier. It covers 160 through 10 meters, has a new power supply, new tubes. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item I got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation, JST-245. That's an HF transceiver, works 160 through 6 meters. Has an automatic antenna tuner built in. It has a 150-watt output. And he would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items, let me know, and I'll take them back off the book. That way, it keeps my book straight. Alrighty, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Have anyone up for Rags? You didn't mark anybody. Is there anyone that would like to make a comment?
4 PFI.
Don, what's on your mind?
Well, not much. Brain ain't working like it used to. But I just wanted to tell the folks that's listening out there that I talked you into doing this job on the Wednesday night. I don't know how many years back it was, but I used to call it. And I did it. Over the years, you know, I do some things that are not, they're dumb, but this was a smart one. You do an excellent job there, Gary, and I just wanted to tell you that. KG4 PFI clear.
Don't go anywhere yet. I can tell you, you talked me into it in 2004. So it's been a day or two, but I had a good teacher there, young man.
I'll teach your part, but I called it a couple of years there, and that me and Linda, we had some things we needed to do, and I talked you into it, and it was probably one of the best things I ever did there. I know time from time to time you would call me and say, you want it back? And I'd say, nope. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that. You know, it's a lot of years went by since we met y'all. And I just wanted to say you do a good job. And and the other folks out there, some of the new ones, they probably don't know that, you know, about what went on years ago. But doing well and joy and... hope to talk to you again. KG4 PFI clear.
We're both doing fine. Hope you and Linda are both doing well. I know you've been in and out of the hospital quite a bit and having some problems, but the good news is ain't nothing fell off yet. So you can't complain for something like that, can you?
Well, I just ain't discovered it yet. KG4 PFI clear.
Okay, Don. Well, you take care. Tell Linda we said hello. Don, I got to get down there and see you folks. But y'all have a great evening, what's left of it, and we'll talk to you later. Appreciate you, the flowers and the compliments there. And like I said, I've really enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun. So that being said, you and Linda have a great evening. Any other comments or any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
OSKK4JDQ.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to piggyback on what Don had to say. We are blessed. We really are. To have someone as capable and dedicated as you have been. And I want to tell you a little story about, well, it goes beyond or before I got a interest in the hobby. Donna's dad was a ham. KC4MFK was his call too. And he called me over one Wednesday. I remember it was Wednesday. Back in 2009 or 10, and he wanted me to be there as he checked into the net. He wanted to show me. And, you know, for that reason alone, I think of him now as my first Elmer. So he had difficulty getting in from Simpsonville. Probably the success, he was trying to use a Slim Jim hanging on a drapery rod. You know how that works. And it just was not going to make it that night. But we had a long conversation about what amateur radio was about. I had a passing knowledge of it, but I saw how excited he was, and he made me want to investigate, you see. So this is how it came to me. I wasn't licensed until after he'd already passed. But I did inherit his radio. An Alenco handy talkie, and it's one of my treasures, you see. But anyhow, we talked later about the net and what the net was about and who operated the net, and he had some fine words to say about you also. And that's all I wanted to say. It relates to Don's little, jab. But he said what he said in with a good heart, I know. And all of us appreciate you. Just want you to hear that one more time. KK4JBQ.
Larry, I really do appreciate that. It means a lot, really does. And I can, your father-in-law, Donna's dad, you've got his HT that he passed along to y'all. Well, I've got to give you a little background. My father-in-law was a ham. His call was WB4YUO. That's Joey's dad. And he had been a ham for a good many years. And when I got out of the service in 1974, we came home, and Daddy said, you need to go with me and take this test and get your ham license. I said, Daddy, I don't want nothing to do with radios. I'm tired of them. He said, no. He said, I'm serious. He said, I want you to get your ham license. And I told him no again, and as time went on, he'd call me and say, can you come over here and see what you can do with my radio? I messed it up. I'd go over there and line his radio and this, that, and the other. But as time went on, 30 years passed, and I got my license, and Joy was in there logging for me one night, and she said, you're not going to have all the fun. So I said, well, the only way you can do it is get your license. So she got her license. And we went over to her dad's house and told him, he already knew I had my license, and Joy told him that she had hers, and that tickled him pink, which was really good. And then he asked me when I was going to
finished taking the extra test. And I said, I don't know, Daddy. I said, but I'll get to it. And he said, okay, we'll see. Well, the day I passed my extra test, I went over to his house, and he was sitting in his recliner. I won't ever forget it, Larry. He crossed his arms and looked up at me, and he said, well, you're finally one of us. He gave me an HTX, a Radio Shack, HTX 202, a 2-meter HT, and I've still got it. Wouldn't part for it for the world. That was my first ham radio.
Goes to show you now, not all of us have interesting stories like that, but they are precious to us. And it's sort of where we got one of our beginnings. Everybody has beginnings. Life is complicated, but this is just a marvelous hobby. It is because of the friends that you meet and the friends that you keep and the good that you can do. You know, it's an opportunity for many things, of course, but one of the best one of them is friends. I've been in the hobby 11 years now, and long enough, I'm afraid, long enough that I've lost some friends that I met with amateur radio. But, you know, the memory of those people will never fade. I think about them often and how we enjoyed the hobby together. And so, I don't know, it's kind of short. Shift, I think is the phrase, to call what we're doing a hobby. It's a lot more than that, or it can be. It is what you want it to be. I've met some people that I have the highest respect and regard for, and others that have convinced me that they are doing all they want to do. And, you know, they don't want to put up antennas, and they don't want to upgrade their license, and they're fine with that. That's okay. That is okay. But it can be so much. And I'm just happy to have the opportunity to push this button. I was on YouTube one night, and I chanced by this, the title, I didn't watch it, but the title of this YouTube video that was, let's see, how did it start? Why 2 million people can push this button, but we can't? So I took it to mean that it was from an unlicensed person that was struggling to get their technician license, and explaining why it's so important to be licensed in order to push this button. I just like the title. I think he was coming from the right place. He had, you know, he had best intentions in mind. But kind of a catchy title too. Why 2 million people can push this button, but we can't. Now I don't think we have 2 million hams in the United States. More like 800,000 maybe. But he was talking about the worldwide. So there's strength in numbers, and there's lots of people in this hobby, and more so than a lot of other folks I've met. It's worth putting a little time in and marvelous people. The whole bunch of you. KK4JBQ.
Down have his say. I like that, Larry. I'll have to look that up and see if I can find it on YouTube. I'd love to watch that just to say I've watched it. But, you know, the hobby has changed over the years a little bit. It's still fun. All the aspects of it, you know, you if you get into it, you can't get bored because there's too much to do, you know, depending on, if you tried everything that hams do, gosh, I don't know how you'd have enough hours in a day, but, as Brother Ray used to say years ago, and it hadn't been that many, he said, you know, the license is great, but he said it's a license to learn. And well, I think we learn, keep learning as we go, and if we don't, we get stagnant. And so I think that's always a good thing. Don mentioned, you know, the net years ago. Well, they used to, you know, back not too many years ago, there used to be a good night crew on here that are, they call it the late night net, I guess. But there was a gentleman named Donnie down in Greenwood, KC4KZ. All these are silent keys now. And Donnie Silent Key. And then there was, KG4GFU, Little John down there in Pelzer. And then there was Bob, WU8D. Who else was in there? DOEK and 4WD. I don't think he's Silent Key. I just hadn't heard him in a long, long time. I've got to check on him. And I can't think of the rest of them, but there was a whole bunch of them get in there after the net. And they'd talk to like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
You know, I've been guilty of that too. You go through phases, I guess. I don't know that I have that in me anymore to regularly talk away up into the morning. But all that says is that we've got, well, that's when we have time, not committed to something else, and we have lots to say. And Donna can tell you that there's no time when I'm convinced that I've said it all. She's convinced of that. Well, anyhow, another thing I want to mention since you brought up the YouTube, and it is marvelous. There's a fellow on there right now, W4SLR, I believe is his call sign. And I believe that's it. And he's he activates parks on the air. He also does summits on the air. And I got to say, he has a certain way about him and of explaining what the hobby is about and how he's having so much fun. He's primarily CW, and he is one of the inspirations for me to work a little harder on my code and get up the courage to make the first CW contact. I don't have it, not yet. I'm still working on it, and I've been working on it for over a year. Slow, I guess. But anyway, there's another one, which is a podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. This one was put out by the ARRL. It went along with the column that appeared in every issue of... of the magazine that they put out. The column was "The Doctor Is In." I'll write in column and he would answer questions and whatnot. His name was Joel Hallis. He just passed away last year. And another fella has taken over his place. Different column heading. I think it's Ask Dave. Dave Kassler has picked up that responsibility and doing a good job with it. But Joel Hallis had a way of explaining the technical in an understandable way. I mean, it does take a certain gift of language to explain technical things in an interesting way and yet get it right, you know. And I still have... I recorded them at the time, and I still have those recording on my computer, and I listen to them again and again. Maybe because I just like hearing his explanations, and maybe it's because eventually all of it will sink in, I hope. But anyhow, there's lots of resources to grow in this hobby. There's lots of people who are excited to learn new things and to grow in their knowledge and their ability. It's fun to talk on the radio, yes, but you can do things with it, you know. Prepare yourself to be of great and irreplaceable service to others if it ever should happen that we, you know, that the electricity blinks out. If your station is prepared to use emergency power, if you're trained in Skywarn or you're trained in kind of things that emergencies bring on, just every little thing. I mean, you, after you got your extra license, you went on to pick up your qualification as a VE. That's not a little bit. That's a big deal for those of us who, just coming into the hobby, needed someone to be there for us. And I've been at many of those, as you well know, many of those testing sessions. Sometimes representing the club and not necessarily taking an exam. And I look around the room. You got a different feeling if you're there testing. But I was just there as an observer. I'd look around the room and I'd see people struggling. I'd see other people sweating. And they all had the same question on their mind. Once they learned they'd passed, if they did, what radio should I get? Now, just note, and I know there's a lot of people that might disagree, but I don't think the first question ought to be what radio should I get, but what antenna should I build? That's really the workhorse. Out there, out front of the rig, you know, that's the workhorse. And so that's where I've put most of my energy to understand the technical side of this hobby is how does the antenna work and why does it work? What is it actually doing? And how can I make its job easier and my efforts more successful? Well, anyhow, I've enjoyed every hour I put in to all the things I've done. And I hope it goes on for a good deal more. You have a good night, Gary. Thank you so much for being there again, and good night to everybody. KK4JPQ.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JPQ. Mr. Larry over in Greer. Larry, I'll tell you something that Ray Allison, K4SUG, told me years and years ago. And this was back before I even got my ham license. I knew him back through my father-in-law, in reality. But that's where I met Ray. But I was talking to him one day, and I asked him about, you know, ham radio equipment and stuff. And he said, look at it this way. He said, this is what way I was taught and the way I was brought up, you know, in ham radio. He said, if you had $100 to spend on a transmitter, a receiver, and an antenna, he said, you spend $10 on the transmitter, you know, $20 or $30 or $40 on the receiver, and the rest of it in the antenna. So, yeah, that came from a man that's been in ham radio for a long time. And back then, they didn't even have... you could probably buy store-bought radios, but most of it was military, ex-military equipment that they converted, or homebrew stuff, and receivers and the whole nine yards. So a lot of the older hams have got junk boxes that you wouldn't have believed. You go to a ham fest and you see somebody with a lot of old parts and stuff laid out. There's a number of the new folks that don't know what that stuff is, but you see an old ham, he's over there picking through it, he knows exactly what it is. You can lay it out there, and you might not know what it is, but somebody will come by and pick it up and say, oh, but you're exactly right. Anyway, Larry, thanks for talking with us a little bit, stretching the net out. Appreciate it. I hope you and Miss Donna have a great evening and a wonderful day tomorrow.
I hope it's supposed to be pretty again tomorrow. It rained over here today. I guess it rained most everywhere around here. But we still had a good day in spite of it. Again, Larry, thanks for being with us, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.